Geologists, water experts, engineers, and academics gathered at a country club in Fort Myers last week to talk about fracking, among other things. While there isn't fracking anywhere near Florida right now, the possibility that there might be in the future was enough to catch the experts' attention. University of North Florida professor of civil engineering Christopher Brown gave a lecture spelling out the pros and cons of fracking. He says fracking is getting a lot of attention because it's creating a vibrant new industry in the U.S.
It's a lot of high-paying jobs for people that mostly have a high school diploma, which is a good thing. There's other benefits from having low-cost natural gas in the U.S., things like additional manufacturing, reduced greenhouse gas emissions because we can use natural gas instead of coal at our power plants in many cases. That reduces our generation of greenhouse gases.
He says this, among other benefits, makes it very likely that there will be more sites around the country. But there are also some pretty serious problems with fracking. For one, fracking sites increase the level of seismic activity around them. NPR State Impact website in Texas has reported that East and North Texas have experienced an unprecedented number of earthquakes in the past few years. Another NPR State Impact site in Pennsylvania says residents there have noticed methane gas in their groundwater ever since fracking began around them. Brown says despite all these controversies, though, the allure of energy independence and job creation has outweighed concerns among national and state officials. He says that's why most states, even Florida, are going to be looked at by oil companies as potential fracking sites. But Florida's geology makes it a special case. Penn State University hydrologist David Yoxheimer is also an expert on fracking operations currently taking place in the Marcellus Shale in Pennsylvania. Yoxheimer says geologists have to consider a lot of factors when seeking out a fracking site.
You know, really what needs to be done is to assess some of the geologic parameters.
In southwest Florida, Yoxheimer says geologists will likely look at whether there is indeed natural gas trapped underneath the ground and whether it will be possible to drill down and capture it.
You also then need to look at the particular geologic setting of that area to make sure that, there aren't any what we would call geohazards, or otherwise, to put it in different terms, geologic features that could allow the migration of hydrocarbons or fracturing fluids to go up. And that would be things like faults, basically.
Florida sits over a bed of limestone. Some experts say the limestone holding the natural gas deep below the surface is actually soft enough to extract without fracking. And Yoxheimer says the gas is also deep enough not to worry experts about methane or other chemicals leaking into the state's relatively shallow aquifers. Despite all that, University of North Florida professor Christopher Brown says he doesn't think it's likely southwest Florida will play host to fracking operations. This is mostly because other rock formations or shale plays are better for fracking.
I think it's possible, but again, when you look at the other plays in the U.S. and North America where those resources will be much more attractive than what we have in Florida. And again, I believe more likely it would be the panhandle of Florida. If any of this were to happen, I think southwest Florida would be a lot less likely. Not impossible, but a lot less likely.
The news press reported this week that oil companies are still showing interest in southwest Florida. However, there is already growing opposition by environmental groups to any plans. Florida currently does not have a law banning fracking in the state. Officials have said in the past that there is no law because the state does not need one. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.